of English. The title of your podcast tonight is A Feather Nest. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Monday to Friday, I bring you some English that will wake up your language learning skills. A Feather Nest. Excuse my dog barking in the background. It's time that I bought a new camera. I need a digital that has a decent zoom. I realized that the other day when I was outside, trying to get a good shot of two birds who were nesting. I had been busy throwing the ball to our dogs when I saw a flash of white out of the corner of my eye. When I turned to see what it was, I saw a bird, obviously the male, sitting on top of the birdhouse with a beak full of white feathers. There were so many of them that they covered half of his body. He had seen me looking at him and was nervously twitching his head back and forth, waiting for an opportunity to get into the house in order to carry on with his project. The female was off to the right. She was hard to see because her colouring was so pale. I inched my way forward with the camera already in focus and zoomed as far as it could go. However, these smart, nervous little creatures aren't stupid, and they didn't go anywhere near the birdhouse entrance while I was around. They would fly off and observe me from a distant tree. So I would back off each time and wait for them to return. This went on a few times until I realized that I was getting nowhere. So I did a balancing act on the edge of an outside reclining chair whilst leaning on a wall, holding the camera around the corner towards the birds. I couldn't even see what I was taking a picture of. I just knew that I had more of a chance of getting a good shot if the birds couldn't see me. I risked my own health for the sake of art, people. I hope you appreciate it. Anyway, I got a fairly good picture of the busy parents-to-be making the nest cozy for their future chicks. It was worth the danger. But next time, I'll just get a better camera. Grammar notes. Useful expressions. Out of the corner of someone's eye. He was hiding, but I saw his red shoes out of the corner of my eye. He was hiding, but I saw his red shoes out of the corner of my eye. Decent. You really should buy yourself a decent suit for the interview. Give a good impression. You really should buy yourself a decent suit for the interview. Give a good impression. To twitch. My eye has been twitching the whole morning. It's really annoying. My eye has been twitching the whole morning. It's really annoying. Male and female. If you want puppies, you need to buy a male for your female, you know. If you want puppies, you need to buy a male for your female, you know. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. Remember to email me at acupofenglish@live.com. I would love to hear from you. And also remember the app in iTunes if you're interested. And if not, feel free to rate my podcast in iTunes. I would really appreciate that. But anyway, until tomorrow, have a great night. Keep up with the English. Bye-bye.